Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome to the Chronicles of Nannia, a nanny resource podcast made for nannies by me, a nanny. I am your host, Martha Reddick, and this week we are going to be talking holiday bonuses. It seems that this time of year, that is an idea that is on everyone's mind. And so to do that, I have brought on Brooke Weglars. Hi, Brooke.
Hi.
How are you?
I am good. How are you?
Doing well. So Brooke is the owner and creator of Nanny Council. And this is a fantastic resource for all nannies. You write incredible articles, Brooke. I love them.
Thank you.
They're very helpful to me. And I often find myself on your website researching for when I do episodes about things. So I was like, let's just go to the source and get you on here.
Awesome.
So there is an article on nannycouncil.com about holiday bonuses.
Yes.
That's geared more towards parents.
Yes.
So if you are listening to this and want more information, go read that. Or if you're listening to this and you just are listening to this, go read it. It's great. Do it. But yeah, so that is a good place to start. But before we get into the holiday bonuses, let's hear a little bit about your background and your journey as a nanny.
Yeah. So I have been a nanny for almost 13 years.
Wow.
And I started in college because it was I had done babysitting, and I had worked at the YMCA actually as like a camp counselor group leader, and I realized that I could work with one or two children and make more money than I was at the YMCA, and you know, I enjoyed it, so I started doing it part time. And that's how I got into it, and then just kind of continued every year through college doing that, and then had it. It was never a long-term career plan for me. I always just thought that it was a way to get by, excuse me, and like I said, do it part-time while in school. And I liked it because it was flexible, it was fun, and like I said, it was pretty lucrative. And then it was after I graduated college that I kind of realized that you could really make a career out of this. I started researching jobs in bigger cities. I would look on the agency websites and look at the jobs in Los Angeles and New York, and was, yes, they're a higher cost of living city, but was seeing these really incredible positions with benefits, and, you know, it was a legitimate job. And so I made that my goal, was to get one of those jobs. And so I ended up getting hired for a position in Los Angeles, and I moved from Florida to LA, and then that just continued my nanny career. And then while I was nannying in LA, I went, I started grad school. Because even though I was doing this, it still wasn't my long-term goal. It was just like a stop in between. And so I went to grad school, obtained my master's in clinical psychology with an emphasis on marriage and family therapy, and was planning on doing that, getting out of nannying and doing that. And then when I was doing my internship as a therapist, I enjoyed it, but I didn't enjoy it as much as I thought I would. Which is kind of devastating when you spend that much money on a degree and that much time. But I kind of continued nannying because I enjoyed it more. And then I just kind of somehow, I don't even really know how it came about. I just was frustrated at a nanny position because I had gotten it not through an agency, and I didn't advocate for myself well enough because I actually, even though I had been in the field for a while, didn't know all the laws and didn't know what I was entitled to, because I had agencies that were thankfully good and did everything well for me.
Right.
And I found myself in a little, you know, tight situation, and was so frustrated that I decided I was going to write this blog post about it. Uh-huh. and call it Nanny Council, because I was like, well, you know, I have my background in clinical psychology and
oh yeah.
And that's kind of how that was born.
Oh,
and that's
my gosh.
Where I am today. I'm primarily doing Nanny Council by writing blog posts, doing coaching. We just started, you know, about 6 months ago doing nanny placements, functioning
Wonderful.
As an agency. But I still do some nannying on the side.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. You gotta be with the little ones sometimes.
Yeah.
That's the best part.
So that's my background.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. I always think it's really interesting how people come to this profession and their journey of when they let themselves admit that they love it, you know?
And that it's something I'm going to keep doing. I remember, like, my parents were always supportive, uh-huh. Because I hear that a lot. Sometimes parents are telling, you know, nannies are saying that their parents are like, when are you going to get a real job and stuff like mm-hmm. that? But my parents have always been really supportive, and my mom's a teacher. And yeah. So, you know, teachers are so underpaid. And so my mom was always like, you make more money than me, so you're clearly doing okay.
Go for it. Yes, yes. And yeah. And we have such an important job, yeah. as well as teachers. I was a teacher. My mom's a teacher. I respect yeah. the heck out of teachers.
So do I. Yeah.
But yes, I do. I love. There's something about nannying that just calls to my soul on a special
mm-hmm.
level.
Mm-hmm.
Well, wonderful. Well, thank you again for sharing that. I really appreciate it. And then let's start talking about holiday bonuses. So I'm leaving this till like after Christmas, because I felt like right before or the holiday break, we're kind of in the middle of it right now. And I uh-huh. felt like right before there's so much emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And tension around
right.
this idea. So I thought I would give us just a little bit of distance, but it's still on our brain. So what is a holiday bonus?
So a holiday bonus, it can also be referred to as an end of the year bonus, mm-hmm. Or, you know, a lot of people do call it a Christmas bonus if they celebrate Christmas. And it's just a bonus at the end of the year, as a thank you for a job well done. So it's, you know, it's different than a gift because it is something that's earned. This is a professional employment related thing versus, you know, a lot of nannies will get, if parents know about a bonus and all that, which we'll get into that, but a lot of nannies will get a bonus and a gift, you know,
right.
not necessarily an expensive gift, but, you know, something from the kids or something small. So, you know, these are two separate things. So a holiday bonus is exactly that. You know, I don't know if you've seen Christmas Vacation, but I always think of that, you know, he gets his Christmas bonus. He's relying on this Christmas bonus. And so,
which you should never do. Never rely
on a Christmas never bonus. Never rely on it. Don't start spending money you don't have.
Yes.
So that's pretty much what it is. It is something that's earned. And I think that's the key, is that remembering that this is a professional thing. This is, you know, almost a part of, you know, part of your salary in terms of something that you've earned and that you've worked for.
Yes, that is a great way to think about it. And so it's typically given before you go on a holiday break, if you're taking time off for a holiday around the end of the year, or just at the end of the year, right?
Right, right. And I do know that some nannies I've heard get, you know, they get a bonus at their nannyversary versus the end of the year. But I do think it's most common to get it before, yes, going out of town. Most nannies have some time off, right, between December 25th and January 1st. So it usually is given before you head off for a few days off.
Yes, yes. And what is the, like, kind of normal or expected or industry standard amount?
Right. So it is so interesting to me. Ever since I joined nanny groups, which I'm new, actually, to the nanny groups. Mm-hmm. I didn't join them until 2015. I didn't even know they existed.
Yeah. I think it was 2016 for me.
I didn't join until 2015. And that's kind of when I was like, oh, I'm going to start a blog. But anyway, because there were so many people, you know, venting about the same stuff I was. So I was like, oh, I'm not alone. Anyway, so joining, being in the nanny groups, I see it's so varied what people think. And there's going to be lots of nannies who disagree with what I'm about to say, because they've never gotten this, they've never heard of this, and, you know, that's fine. But this is the standard. 1 to 2 weeks pay is industry standard for nannies. And, you know, there's many articles backing that up. I wrote the article that I did a couple weeks ago on it, and I link in there the different articles, even care.com is saying it, and they kind of lowball on everything. So I'm always like, if care.com is saying it, then, you know, their babysitter calculator is a little low compared to the rates in each city. So if they're saying that that's standard, HomePay says it, Homework Solutions, the nanny payroll companies, there's so many resources out there, and they all say any article that I've found out there that does exist on nanny holiday bonuses says 1 to 2 weeks salary or pay.
Yeah.
I get nervous using the word salary just because people get confused.
Right. We are not a salaried position. No. Go listen to the nanny taxes episode.
But so that is what is the industry standard. And I, you know, I kind of explain it as even if you have a housekeeper, a cleaning lady, even one that comes, you know, once a week or once every 2 weeks, industry standard, most people know across the board, is they get double their pay right before the holidays as a tip. And that's not really necessarily a bonus. They're not, you know, a full-time employee, but it's kind of the same concept. It's still in, at least this is how I view it. I don't know for sure, but I view it as it's still in the domestic service industry. Right. That is a nanny's, probably a lot of nannies don't like to hear that, but that is the industry that we're in. It doesn't mean that, you know, we're not doing amazing things and that these roles aren't important, but our field really falls in the domestic service industry. And I find that that is standard, not just with nannies, the double, you know, so the one, at least 1 week, in terms of a bonus.
Yeah, that's a great way to think about it. And so, should a holiday bonus be addressed in your contract if it's like industry standard and we're talking through, you know, you've just started a position maybe it's August. I think a lot of positions start around the beginning of the school year. How do you know if your family's going to give you one or not? You should never expect it.
But, yeah, you don't know. There are some families that do offer a guaranteed bonus. I actually had a family one time put in the contract that they proposed, you know, a guaranteed bonus. But when I countered with the contract that I wanted, I actually, maybe people might think I'm crazy, I actually took it out because I was like, well, first of all, the percentage that they put was quite low. And I was like, do they think that's standard? Because it's going to be like, real. That's not going to be equivalent to 1 to 2 weeks pay. So I don't really want that guarantee. You know, it said at least, but I still was kind of like, well. And I also just, while it was nice, I was countering with some other things that I was wanting, like health insurance and stuff like that. And so I decided to take that out to show them that I'm asking for things, but I'm also making concessions and, you know, doing things that are the way I've done them and the way I found them to be done most of the time. So here's my take on it. Again, this is just my, you know, personal, I mean, yes, it's a professional opinion, but it's also personal. Right. So there are varying opinions on this. And
but I will say yours is coming from a researched place.
Yes, yes. So this, well, mine is coming from a research place in terms of 1 to 2 weeks pay. Mm-hmm. In terms of including in your contract, that one seems to be high. I've seen other professionals say, yes, you should have a guaranteed bonus. So this is where this part probably is more my personal opinion.
Okay.
And I do not think that a guaranteed bonus should be included in a contract unless the family presents it themselves, which I know I took it out of my one, but that was just because, like I said, different reasons. I'm negotiating different things, so I wanted to not seem overwhelming. but if a family offers it willingly and they present you with that, then sure, take it. You know, of course, who's not gonna don't pass up a guaranteed bonus. And that's why I want to clarify, a guaranteed bonus, I don't think, should be something that a nanny negotiates into their contract. I think, though, that a bonus clause, having a statement in there to clue the parents in on a bonus is something they should be thinking about, is fine. And I think it's wise to do so because a lot of parents don't know. You know, but that still doesn't mean a nanny should expect it because there's several components, which I know we're probably getting into that into another question. So I don't know if I'm skipping ahead.
Oh, yeah. No, but, skip ahead. Totally but, fine.
So I've seen some, you know, even feedback on the article that I wrote that, you know, it's on one hand, I'm saying it's industry standard. On the other hand, I'm saying not to expect it. Right. So which is it? And I can see that, you know, might seem a little conflicting. But here's the way to break it down is it is industry standard, just like guaranteed hours are industry standard, just like 2 weeks paid vacation are standard. Does that mean that every family offers that? No. They may not know they're supposed to offer that. They may not be able to afford to offer 2 weeks vacation. They may only be able to do one or 1 week of their choosing, 1 week of the nanny. You know, there's flexibility in these things that while we need to fight for them for being industry standard, and they are, it doesn't take away the fact that it doesn't mean that it's going to happen for every single person or it's possible for every single family. So that doesn't take away the fact that this is the industry standard, but that doesn't mean that you should expect that every family can offer 2 weeks paid time off, you know?
Right.
So that's how I look at it with the bonuses is nannies should never expect it for three reasons. And those three reasons are one, they may not have earned it. So as I stated earlier, it is not a gift. This is an earned bonus. It's a thank you for a job well done. You worked hard for it and you earned that money. Number two, a family may not be able to afford it. They may not be able to afford an extra 1 to 2 weeks pay. Or maybe they have in the past, but then they have a rough year and they're, you know, things are tight. And three, a family may not even know it exists, that you're they're supposed to be giving a holiday bonus. So that doesn't make it any less industry standard. That right. just the, you know, that just means that you shouldn't expect it for those three reasons, in my opinion. So back to the contract. I do think that it should be included.
So we in Nanny Council's contract include a bonus statement in the raises, bonuses, and reviews section. And it says an additional performance-based raise as well as an end-of-the-year bonus may be offered at family's discretion. So I like this because it clues parents in. It gets them thinking about a bonus if they didn't know that one was supposed to, that they were supposed to be thinking about this. If it's in a contract that their nanny has presented to them or that they downloaded off this website, then obviously it's something that they should be thinking about. And we include a note section. If anyone has looked at the contract, then you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, mm-hmm. the contract
Go look
is
at
set
it.
Up. There's going to be a new one in 2018 that's better and clearer on some sections, and it just looks better. But yes, you go look at it, or at least wait or download it in a little bit when we release the 2018 version very soon. Anyway, so the way it works is there's each section, and then right below each section is a note about that section that helps explain it.
Right.
And so the note for the raises, bonuses, and reviews says that holiday bonus is standard. It links different an article about a holiday bonus for nannies, and it tells the parents that standard is between anywhere from 1 to 2 weeks salary based on how well the nanny has performed, what the family can afford, etc. So that I feel like is a really great tool because nannies can present this, and it's in this contract that they got from a legitimate resource, so they're not coming up with it on their own, and it has the resources to show the parents that this isn't just even Nanny Council saying holiday bonus is standard. It's backed up by other reputable, you know, sites out there that are also saying the same exact thing. So that's how I think a nanny should include it in the contract. Because I do think there should be that statement.
Yeah.
But when we talk about the guaranteed bonus being in there, unless a family offers that, I kind of think it's just a little pushy and a little tacky to require, you know, try and negotiate into a family to be required to give you a bonus when you haven't earned it. You haven't proven that you've earned it.
Right, right. Because you can't, because you just started. But let's right. say you've been with a family for a few years, and mm-hmm. they've never given you a bonus, and you as a nanny are sitting there thinking to yourself, man, I love this family. I wish that there was a way that I could educate them about a holiday bonus. Is there a way to do that tactfully, or should you just wait for the next round on the Ferris wheel?
That's tricky. In my article, I kind of say, less, you know, now you know more for the next family.
Yeah.
I think that the only way you could do it, and it still could, you know, be a little difficult, but the only way you could do it is when you're going to renegotiate your contract for the year, you know, you could say, hey, there's this really great contract. I mean, it doesn't have to be mine. There's other contracts out there that have it, but, you know, you could present it saying, you know, if it's the same contract you've always used with the family and add it in there, but that might seem a little weird too, especially if there's not much that you're at, you know, you're just making sure to add in this bonus statement.
Right.
I almost think it would be better if you just were sitting down to renegotiate, or if you've never had a contract, that would be even better. If you didn't, well, it's not good to not have a contract, but if you
yes,
didn't have one,
but
it's even, you know, it's even more like, oh, well, I just want to get this contract. This is what this includes. But if you already have a contract and it's not that thorough, or it doesn't include a bonus statement in there, that, you know, my only idea is you could sit down with them and say, hey, you know, I just got this really great contract, and I, you know, I would like to us to look it over and maybe include some of it for our contract, because I feel like this one is really thorough, and as we go into this next year together, these are some things that, you know, it covers some things that we haven't discussed, and don't mention the bonus,
right.
But it will be in there. So that's the only way I could see you doing it, but like I said, it's still a little risky.
Right.
And that's a tough position to be in, because, you know, I can see where you're with a great family, and then but it's difficult to know that a lot of nannies are getting a bonus and you aren't. But I will say that a lot of times, from what I hear and from what I know I would want as a nanny, if you're with a family that is otherwise great and you love them and they treat you well, most nannies would take that over bonus anyway. I mean, we like money, of course, but having a family that genuinely respects you and appreciates you is priceless. There's no, you know, value on it. It's for me worth much more than, you know, receiving an end of the year bonus.
Yes, I completely agree with that. Yeah, don't let this one thing blind you to the blessing that
yes.
a good family is.
yes.
Because yes, exactly. it is such a blessing. And yeah, I think anyone who's had a number of families of varying degrees knows that it is to find a family that respects you and that you get along with and can communicate with and share child rearing philosophies with is just so priceless, like you said.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
So yeah, and then next time you are starting with a new family, then that's something to keep in mind. But I think the idea of potentially renegotiating a contract is good. But like you said, if that's the only thing that you're adding, then
the only thing you're changing will look so weird.
Yeah. Then just think, would I go up to the family and be like, you need to give me a holiday bonus? Because that's basically what you're saying.
Exactly.
And if you wouldn't do that to their face, then don't do it in a sneaky contract.
Which you shouldn't.
Yeah, you absolutely shouldn't.
To be clear.
Yeah.
You also shouldn't, you know, like passive aggressively post a holiday bonus article for them to see.
Right.
You shouldn't do that either.
Yes. But if any parents are listening to this and are like, then just keep that in mind too, that
yeah.
your nanny is probably in a group that is seeing hundreds and hundreds of other nannies getting holiday bonuses. Just
right.
Keep that in
or
mind.
Or even nannies that they know personally, locally.
Yes.
And a note to the parents, is what I always tell parents is, you know, some parents may not want to give a bonus because they don't get a bonus at their job. And, you know, I understand that. That can be kind of a tough pill to swallow, to think that you would be giving extra money when you're not receiving extra money. But I try to remind parents that every job is different and every job has different standards. So, well, first of all, a lot of jobs out there do get some sort of holiday bonus.
Right.
But there are jobs that don't. But nannying isn't one of those jobs. It's not supposed to be anyway.
Right.
And so even if you don't get one, you have chosen to hire someone and, you know, be an employer for this field, this profession, nannying. And so the right thing to do, as long as you can afford it, and as long as your nanny deserves it, is to offer that holiday bonus, because it is standard for them. And while, yes, there are lots of nannies who don't get one because of the reasons I mentioned earlier, three different reasons, there are still a bunch that do. And if your nanny you know, has done a good job. They've worked really hard and they go above and beyond. And, you know, they, no nanny knows a family's finances. And I always have to remind nannies of that as well, because a lot of things can be purchased on credit. But I will say I've seen a lot of nannies where they don't get a bonus, or they get declined a raise, or they get, you know, declined these things. And meanwhile, I mean, the family is, you know, nannies are in the household day, so they see what's being purchased.
Right.
And so they can start to feel a little resentful. So I always try to encourage parents to, when you're hiring a nanny, to include a 1 to 2 week holiday bonus budget for that.
Right.
When you're hiring a nanny, because it is something that the parents should be offering if their nanny deserves it and if they can afford it.
Yes. And then on that same idea, let's say you are with a family that has typically given you a holiday bonus, but then this year they, you know, had a tough year and they've had to tighten their belt, and they can no longer financially give a bonus.
Right.
How, I mean, this is more for the families than for the nannies, but
yeah.
How should they potentially go about handling that? Because just not saying anything seems tough.
Right. That's the key. Not saying anything is really the worst thing they can do.
Right.
And, you know, no one likes confrontation. And so it's not a confrontation. It doesn't have to be something, you know, negative. It's just no one, everyone gets kind of nervous sometimes about having a difficult conversation. But if you don't have it, the nanny is going to be wondering, are they not happy with my job performance?
Right.
You know, what's going on? I've always gotten at least 1 week pay or 2 weeks pay, and I didn't get anything. I just got, you know, a small gift, which they appreciate, or whatever.
Right.
The nanny is going to be wondering. You know, just parents need to think about how they would feel at their job if they got a bonus every year and then suddenly they didn't get one.
Yes.
What would be going through their mind? Would they be frustrated? Because while, yes, you shouldn't expect a bonus, if you have gotten a bonus from your family every single year and you know that you did a good job and you weren't lacking in performance, you shouldn't be spending that money before you get it.
Right.
You know? But, like, you are thinking you're going to get one. And that's understandable. At positions where I got a bonus every year and I knew I did a good job, I absolutely was, okay, yeah, I'm going to get a bonus before I leave
right.
the holiday. And I always did. So if one of those families didn't do it, I would be feeling worried about my job security because
yeah.
I didn't know if they were happy with me. I would be, you know, so parents really need to think about themselves as employees at their job. And if they were getting a bonus, you know, every year and then they didn't get it, what they would want their boss to do for them, which is, I'm sure, talk to them. Just have open communication and be honest about it. Especially the nanny family relationship, it's so unique because it's professional and personal.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can have, you know, a little heart to heart with your nanny and just say, look, if it has nothing to do with, you know, their performance or anything, and it's purely financial, like you just set up this situation that you just described,
mm-hmm.
like, hey, we want to give you one, but we just, finances are too tight this year, and we just absolutely cannot. We don't want you to think that means you haven't done a good job. We would give it to you if we could. You know, here's a gift. If you can't even afford, you know, to, you know, buy them really anything, then, you know, have the kids make your nanny a card and just really show your appreciation in other ways.
Yes.
And a good nanny who respects the family they work for and is going to be understanding that they still may be a little disappointed because
right.
they were wanting some extra money. The holidays are tight for everyone, but they're going to be understanding. They're going to appreciate that the parents were open and honest with them. So the nanny isn't wondering what happened.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Because yeah, it would feel really awful, like you said.
Yeah.
And so yeah, like we teach our kids, just use some empathy, and try
mm-hmm.
to put yourself in that position. Now, if you are a nanny and you didn't get a holiday bonus and it was due to performance or just you as a nanny have maybe been not going that extra mile lately, how can you handle that? I mean, I guess from both sides, like the parents, if they're not giving a bonus based on work effort, then they also need to talk to you about that.
Yes. If a parent, if they're not giving a bonus due to, you know, poor job performance, again, unless you talk to your nanny about it, they may not. You would think they would know, oh, I'm not getting a bonus because I haven't been performing well, but it's amazing. Sometimes people don't realize it.
Yeah.
Or even if the nanny suspects it. Again, if you're not giving a bonus and because the nanny has not earned it, that is a discussion that needs to happen because that means they're not doing their job.
Right.
And, you know, the nanny needs to start doing their job or else, you know, it might be time to look for a new nanny.
Right.
So that's definitely a discussion that needs to happen. Go over, you know, what their expectations are. This should be detailed in the contract. And, you know, in what areas they have not been meeting those expectations and what you'd like to see them work on and stuff like that. Because to not tell them, to not tell your nanny what it is you need them to work on, you know, nannies aren't mind readers. So again, where maybe it seems like it's completely obvious, you know, again, just communicate with them and try to have that open, clear communication so that no one's having to read someone's mind and everyone's on the same page and clear expectations are laid out and, you know, the nanny can start meeting those. And for a nanny, if they think they didn't get a bonus due to poor job performance, you know, I wouldn't mention the bonus aspect to the parents as the reason for, you know, wanting to talk with them. But, you know, if a nanny typically gets a bonus, didn't get a bonus, thinks maybe they, you know, have been slacking a little, and that's why, because they've usually gotten one or it was written into their contract and they were definitely thinking that, you know, the parents would probably give them something, sit down and just have a check-in. Don't say, hey, I didn't get a bonus, so I'm just wondering if you guys are happy with my job performance. Don't say that, but just, you know, check in to see how everything's going. Is there anything that you could be doing better? You know, are they happy with you? You know, just a check-in to see if there's anything that you could be doing that you're not already doing or there's something they'd like you to do differently and stuff like that. And
I think that
was the way I would approach it.
Yeah, the end and the beginning of the year gives kind of a natural segue into that of instead of saying, you know, I didn't get a holiday bonus, being like, I would love, you know, when we get back, or, you know, you can mention it the first week that you're back. I would love to sit down with you and talk through expectations or how I can make this year, you know, even better. And I think encouraging that meeting will encourage everyone to review the contract, because I also think that both ends, you know, you don't look at your contract every day.
stuff in there that you forget.
And so, yeah, it's just for everyone to have to kind of go over that again, because I could see from the parent side, you can also forget what is in the contract and be like, well, of course them wiping down the counters, you know, is part of whatever. And you're like, oh, actually, that's nowhere in here and we've never talked about it. They just did it.
Right.
And so I thought it was expected, you know?
Right.
So some of those above and beyond gestures can become expectations,
absolutely.
Which we will have an episode about that coming
job
up.
creep.
That
yes
good old job creep. But yes, I think that that provides an opportunity for everyone to just look through and see what's actually in writing and kind of renegotiate those boundaries.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely a good refresher. That's a really good point. No one knows everything that's, for the most part, they're not going to remember everything that's in their contract, especially if you have a thorough one.
Right.
So it's a good reminder for everyone to sit down. And if you haven't, it's just good to have occasional check-ins anyway, just see how everything's going with everyone.
Right.
This is, you know, part of that open and clear communication and having that ongoing communication to reinforce those boundaries and to just work as a team. You're working as a team to raise children. So
yes,
it's important that really everyone is on the same page with everything.
And that changes with the kids, you know? I mean, as nannies, we yep know that kids' ages, as they grow up, responsibilities change. And so, yeah, just
yep
talking through all that is a good idea, kind of no matter what. Okay, so let's say that your family has not, like, they haven't given a week paid time off before or two, and they haven't given a holiday bonus. Can a week paid vacation be a holiday bonus, or are they two different horses of different colors?
I mean, you know, traditionally speaking, a week off is, you know, not the same as receiving money in your pocket.
right.
But I think that sometimes people have to get creative. And, you know, if a family can't financially swing, you know, offering up actual physical money, this goes along with what I was saying in terms of nannies, you know, should never try to assume or know how much a family, how much money they have based on how they live, because people could, you know, put a lot of things on credit.
Right.
So in that regard, a family may not have the means to physically give an extra week pay. And that really is just putting them over the edge and they can't do it. So I think that if a family can't do that, then yes, if they're, I mentioned giving a small gift or a heartfelt, you know, thank you card, appreciation,
yeah,
stuff like that. But yeah, if a family is able to, you know, maybe they have a grandma who can come help out occasionally or something like that, and so they can financially give the nanny an extra week off, because that's not going to actually cost them anything out of pocket.
Right.
That is a great idea. Is it the same as getting a bonus? No. But again, if you can't do a bonus, you know, a nanny is going to appreciate whatever they can. And I appreciate parents who truly are trying, and they get creative with making sure that their nanny is respected and appreciated and valued and compensated for all the work that they do.
Yeah.
So I think that, and this could be even if a nanny does get 2 weeks vacation and for some reason, you know, the parents just can't swing a bonus that year, maybe that year the nanny gets a third week vacation or something. So while I don't think that's the same as a bonus, and it's definitely not the traditional thing, but I'm not here to say, no, you can't offer that.
Right.
You know, by all means, get creative. But I really want to emphasize, if you truly cannot afford to give an actual money bonus.
Right. Yes. The ideal is a money bonus.
Yes.
and then if you need to get creative, that's a direction that you could
yes
be creative
yes
in.
Yes. Nannies love time off.
Yes.
I mean,
well,
who doesn't? Everyone
paid
does
time off.
Yeah, we'll pay time off. Exactly.
Yeah. yes. Wonderful. And then my last question about this is, how how do taxes around mm-hmm. bonuses work?
Right. So legally, because a bonus is earned and, you know, the right. employee works for it, it is considered income. And so legally, it should be taxed. With that said, many parents opt to do a cash bonus.
Right.
A bonus is taxed at a higher rate. So that's kind of be a low blow to get this great bonus. And then you're like, okay, well, it's actually not that means nannies don't appreciate it.
Right.
And I'm definitely not advertising or advocating for anyone to do anything illegally by any means. I'm all about doing things legally. But I will say that most parents I encounter and most nannies that I know, even when they're paid on the books, they do get a cash bonus. But if legally speaking, it is supposed to be taxed because it is considered income. And that goes right. back to what I said at the beginning. It's not a gift.
Yes. So just keep that in mind. Legally speaking, do your own research. We will.
Yeah.
You know, we're not tax lawyers.
No, I'm not a tax expert or anything.
Yeah. So, but. Well, that is all really good information, and I feel more educated. Is there anything else that you would like to add about end-of-year bonuses or holiday bonuses?
I don't think so, other than – oh, this is kind of maybe off-topic.
That's okay.
Well, it's not off-topic. It's about yeah. bonuses, but it's kind of related to the groups because it's just – oh my gosh, it's just such a – it's kind of a stressful time in the Facebook groups because, yeah. you know, people are posting about it. Then people are getting upset that people are posting about it, you know. And so my kind of take on it is I think that nannies who don't get a bonus, it you know, it sucks. And yeah. to see all that. Kind of rubbed in your face, but at the same time, you know, someone wants to share that they were appreciated and they're really excited. So I see both sides. So I think that if as a nanny, you know, you don't get one, and it's really upsetting to you to see nannies post, which I don't think nannies should post the amount that they get. I think that that's yes. tacky.
Yeah, I don't think nannies should ever say
no
the amount. Right. money that they're getting on any front.
Right. But if they want to share, you know, with the group that they got a bonus and they feel so appreciated and they're so shocked or they're so excited or whatever, that they should be allowed to do that. And, you know, I've seen some nannies say, oh, well, they should share that with their actual in real life friends. And, you know, easier said than done. Some nannies really are connected to these groups and these are their friends. And so they get a lot of support and they want to share it. So I kind of think that everyone needs to be conscientious and considerate of the other person. And, you know, nannies that do get a bonus and want to share, be as tactful as possible and not like you're rubbing it in and don't say an amount. Nannies that, you know, don't get one, you know, I see their comments and they're like, it's not standard. I've never received one. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, and kind
you
of like
raining don't on need someone's to
parade,
yeah.
raining on someone's parade. And I kind of think, okay, if this is that bothersome to you, maybe you should, you know, scroll past, or if it's that difficult that you can't scroll past, then maybe, you know, take a break from the mm-hmm. Facebook groups right around the holidays. So I see both sides. And that's why I think both sides kind of need to, you know, just play nice.
Yeah. And that philosophy of if you don't have anything nice to say, just don't say anything yeah. at all. I think that applies to many, many areas of the internet.
Yes.
that we would all do better.
Yes.
And we all can do better.
Yeah.
So, yes, that is also very helpful is that, you know, this is a difficult time of year. And for a lot of people, for a lot of reasons. So just be kind. Always yes. choose kindness. Mm-hmm. Well, wonderful. Well, Brooke, please share how people can access Nanny Council, the types of resources that you provide, because this is a nanny resource podcast and you have a wonderful resource.
Yeah. So honestly, you can go to nannycouncil.com and it's C-O-U-N-S-E-L. Mm-hmm. And it's there's tons of articles on there. The most recent one is the holiday bonus one. But if you scroll down or there's a search bar, mm-hmm. you can search, you know, when families go on vacation and don't take their nanny, or when families do take their nanny on vacation, or guaranteed hours versus salary, overtime, how not to respond when your nanny calls in sick. That's one of my favorites.
Yes.
It's to the parents. A lot of them are kind of geared toward parents. They have like shout outs to nannies on ways to advocate for yourself and some tips, but it's a lot of it is resources that hopefully, you know, nannies can use either to gain courage and gain information to present something to a family, or can send them the article directly if it's not too snarky.
Right. Right.
And there's a free contract on there. Like I said, in 2018, we're releasing a new version that will be updated and everything. And if you go under the Four Nannies tab, I do coaching. If you're trying to figure out how to negotiate a raise, or how to address job creep with your employers, or how to redo your resume and portfolio, we actually offer, you know, a complete kind of package of doing your resume and creating a packet for you to help market yourself for applying for positions. And then, like I said, we also do placements. And so if you know of any families that are looking, we're a really great agency to go through, because as a nanny myself, and once you look at the blog, you'll see I'm a super, super nanny advocate. That doesn't mean that I take advantage of parents by any means. I'm very fair. But because I am such a nanny advocate, there are really great agencies out there that do things well, like the ones I worked with when I got my first jobs, that I got everything I deserved. But there are agencies out there that will do kind of anything to make a placement, and that's not how we operate by any means. So we expect a lot of the families so that a nanny is treated well. So those are kind of the things you can look at on the website. We're also on Instagram and Facebook. We have a Facebook group, but it is open for parents, nannies, agency owners. It's a, you know, it's not one of the quote unquote private nanny groups, but they're not really private, guys. Don't post anything you wouldn't want your bosses to see in any of those groups. So yeah, that's kind of what we offer, what we have. And if you just go to nannycouncil.com, you'll find everything.
Awesome. Yes. So if you are listening, and like you're driving or you can't write it down and you have a brain like I do and immediately forget a lot of things, you can also visit Chronicles of Nannia and I will put a link. Okay, so we end each episode with a fun, uplifting, cute, touching story from Nanny Kids, and Brooke has brought one for us.
Yeah. One of my earlier nanny positions, it was actually my first full-time position. I worked for a family with a little girl. She was 16 months when I started, and she had a lot of developmental delays. She couldn't walk, which not all 16-month-olds walk, but right. it was clear and it was diagnosed. So she didn't crawl properly. She did an army crawl. She did W sitting, had torticollis. And so, she had a lot of different things going on. But she was the sweetest, mm-hmm. sweetest, most special child I've ever met. She was so articulate, and so smart. And I know nannies and parents always say that, like, oh, they're so smart, they're so
right.
No, she really was. And she had empathy. That's what I would always, I was like, how does she, it's like she knows that I'm, you know, feeling upset about something. I mean, she was 16, 18 months old, and this little girl, I swear, had empathy. And so anyway, she couldn't walk, and, you know, her parents were great, and, you know, amazing about it. And I took her to physical therapy twice a week, mm-hmm. And then would work with her on exercises at home every day. I mean, there was a lot involved. And what's kind of ironic is that her parents ran marathons.
Oh, yeah.
So they are marathon runners. This is a huge part of their lives. And then their daughter, you know, can't walk. And so, we worked really hard, and, I always tell people, you know, the physical therapy was hard. She would have to, you know, walk while holding someone's hand, which was even hard for her. And so when we would do physical therapy, a lot of times she would be crying through it. Aww. And her physical therapist said, you know, it's because it's literally like a workout for her, you know?
Right, yeah.
Her muscles are sore. Sometimes her legs would be shaking. You know, imagine doing like a wall sit for a long time. I mean, that's not what she was doing, but her muscles, yeah, that's were the level. So sore. And so anyway, she would, but even through her tears, she, you know, would keep doing. And even though she was like 18, 20 months, you could reason with her. You'd say, mm-hmm. okay, well, you have to do it two more times and then we're done. And she knew what that meant, and she would go ahead and just suck it up and do it. And she would constantly talk about wanting to run like mommy and daddy. And there was just, even though she was so little, she understood that she couldn't walk and that she wanted to. And so I sadly left earlier than I had ever wanted, because this happened to be the transition where I got offered this really great job in Los Angeles that I couldn't pass up.
Right.
It launched my nanny career really into the professional level. And so it was pretty upsetting. It was one of the hardest positions I've ever left. And she wasn't walking by the time I left, but she was doing pretty well. But within a year after I left, less than that time, I think, she started walking. Oh, we didn't know if she ever would walk. Like, yes, we were doing the physical therapy, but she couldn't. It's hard to describe her. She didn't even have the balance. Like, she didn't have the core muscles. I mean, she really couldn't even stand without falling over. Wow, so that's yeah. that's how bad it was. And so she started walking, and now she plays soccer.
Oh. That is such a sweet story. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for sharing that. Thank you for being here. And thank you guys at home for listening. We'll see you next week.
Chronicles of Nania is produced and hosted by Martha Reddick. Artwork by Noni Amadon. Theme music by Brad Kemp. Find him at secondbedroomstudio.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Chronicles of Nania, and on Twitter at Nania Podcast. To contact us, email chroniclesofnania@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
This show has been brought to you by Machine Culture.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.